What's up, you guys? I'm B. Simone.
And I'm Megan Ashley.
And welcome to the Know For Sure podcast, where we talk about healing, growing, evolving, and having the tough conversations.
Yes, and we also talk about relationships, not just romantic relationships, but platonic relationships.
Like the relationship I have with my best friend, Megan Ashley, of 20 years.
20 years, baby.
Yes, baby. Do you know for sure?
I think I know for sure, but what I do know for sure is after this episode, you're going to know something for sure.
We're rolling.
Dang. That's what that looks like.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm happy she...
I tried. Yeah, I'll just say this one. All right, got a little hat on again, y'all. It's the same day if you saw me in that other hat.
We're happy that you changed hats. We are grateful.
But then it's like we got one more episode.
And I hope you keep that hat on. Because the other was not on our turn. I'm in the same clothes. I forgot to change.
It's okay. You want to? You're fine. Find me. No problem, y'all. We are here. Welcome back to the Know For Sure podcast. I'm B. Simone.
I'm Megan Ashley.
And we're back.
I almost lost it, so I had to keep the breath.
We're back, y'all. We're in the A-Town. What have we been doing?
A-Town was going down.
We did InvestFest.
InvestFest was so
It was so
dope,
good.
Bro.
It was so good.
I was like, we can do this.
We can do this.
I was like, bruh.
We were on a little pie stage. It wasn't little. It was probably like 400, 300 people on that stage. But, you know, they had 20,000 people.
Total at InvestFest.
The main stage where, you know, Steve Harvey and Diddy and all everybody else. It's like, we're going to be there next year.
That's fine. He put us on the little
baby
stage.
That's fine. Put us on the baby stage. That's fine. That's fine with me. I'll go.
It was fine with me.
I'll go.
And people loved it.
They loved it.
And the guest that we have today was actually our guest
on the stage
for InvestFest.
InvestFest.
Our good friend who has good energy, good vibes,
good hygiene. You smell good when I hug you.
He got good money.
He got good money. He got nice teeth. Nice good teeth. It helps.
He's just... good.
He Mr. just good. Good energy. Alex himself. Good energy.
Yes.
Y'all,
we meet
virtual
again.
Claps.
We meet again. Yeah, InvestFest is crazy.
It was so crazy.
That was my third one, and this year was definitely the best one for sure.
We're so thankful that you joined us up there, because I feel like it helped bring such a healthy balance to what InvestFest was.
Yeah.
Being able to incorporate the financial end, entrepreneurships, relationships. And so we wanted to bring you back because we just enjoyed that conversation so much. We wanted to get that to our audience because they weren't able to be there. So
wow.
Thank you for coming.
It's an honor to be here,
We love you, by the way. This is our friend.
Like, he is so cool. We've been to his house.
He told me I got the key.
He did?
He did.
Wow.
I ain't got to be there. Just pull up. I trust you.
He has a resort, y'all.
Resort. Estate.
It's an estate.
This man has lions in his backyard.
He has a DJ booth in his basement.
He has an electrician.
And a bar. And like...
and a hookah lounge.
Yeah, it's insane.
I don't even smoke hookah, but when I go down there, I'm like, pass the hookah.
For sure.
Can I get the backstory to it?
Go ahead.
So I call it the Pandemic Proof House.
Oh, wow.
My house is inspired by the pandemic. I was... when we was locked down... in 2020, I was in my condo. I was in a 2-bedroom condo, and it was nice, but it was like small. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For the circumstances, I had to stay in the house, and I almost went crazy. So I bought my house at the end of 2020, and I was like, "Yo, I'm gonna set this house up to where we ever
shut down
again.
I have everything I need.
And literally, you have everything.
Everything that I enjoy, I have. I created it in my home. Only thing I was missing was one thing. I wasn't able to create a bowling alley.
But I'm sure you could probably
You have so much plate. My contractor said no.
He's like, no.
But, you know, movie. I like to go watch movies. I did the movie theater.
Like, you got a barbershop.
Got a barbershop. Get my hair cut. You know, nightclub. I like to party. So I got my own nightclub at the house. Game room.
You have an aquarium in your shower. So that's fine.
Insane. Putt, basketball.
You
pool,
have an aquarium in your shower?
I want to do something different.
You thought he was going to be like, it ain't all that.
No, he said, actually, it's an aquarium.
It is.
I like to watch HGTV. Like, that's like what I watch the most. Like, those like $1 Million Mansion tours.
Okay. Okay.
And I just like see stuff and I get inspired.
Okay.
But I haven't seen this. I was like, I want to do something with my bathroom. I gutted out my whole bathroom and I put an aquarium on the back wall. So like when you're taking a shower, you feel like you're in an aquarium.
Come but on, an ocean. Yeah.
So it's almost done. I'm excited. I think I might post insane. That.
That's crazy. It's we insane. Love your house.
Yeah, you need to have a sleepover over there. Keep, I know for sure. It's like, Alex, can we
have a sleepover?
Do you feel like you're going to be, because I really am into home renovation. Yeah, I think it's so fun. Yeah. But I feel like you get into it and it's like there's always something else to do.
And then
do
you
feel
like you're doing it, it's like.
It's so bad. I literally.
You want something else.
I spent more on my renovation than my whole house cost.
Oh, wow. After seeing your house in the
it's
back.
So
I'm
bad.
Like, yeah.
It's so addictive. It's addicting. Always something.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's fun. I'm you know, it's a great investment. You know, you get the equity. And so my mentor says it all the time. Your real estate is your best investment. Like you're sleeping on your money every night.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The money's in the bricks is what he says.
Yeah.
So I love it. It's one of the best investments I've made. And I'm proud of every dollar I spent. Yeah.
So tell us how you got to this point of being financially free and financially stable. Because you're like an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. You do a lot of stuff. And, you know, you got new investments, which we'll talk about. Mm-hmm. Some big, dope new investments. Big name people. But how did you get to this point? Because you didn't just wake up one day and was able to build a multi-million dollar house, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Man, I always got to shout out my guy, Buck, Dwight Ruzel, I'm going to say his name. About 20 years ago, he fired me. He fired me. And it was when I had just got my first house. I was renting. I had just got my first car, first time really having big boy bills. And he fired me right when I achieved those things. So it left me in a very messed up space because now I got bills. I'm making about $1,000 a week at this telemarketing job. And I'm thinking like, yo, I'm a man now. And then I get fired. And I just never forget when I was driving home that day, I was on 400 South and I said it out loud in the car. I was like, yo, I'm never going to work for nobody again because I didn't like the fact that somebody had that much control over my destiny. Mm-hmm. I felt like the rug was pulled up underneath me. So it was at that moment that it was personal for me that I had to not only become an entrepreneur, but I had to become successful. Mm. It was like a chip on my shoulder.
Mm. How did you know which direction to go into with entrepreneurship? Because that's a lot of our viewers.
Yeah.
And even with some people that are trying to find their purpose and stuff, like where do you know, how did you know where to start with entrepreneurship? You're like, I'm never working for nobody else.
Yep.
But what did that look like? That's what did question. Stepping into that look like?
Because I don't think everybody needs to.
Yeah. Absolutely. Don't do that now. We're not saying quit your job.
Absolutely.
And live under a bridge. Don't say KFS said.
Do not say that. We said that.
You know.
You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show.
I didn't agree with that. I don't think everybody wants to, can't, should be. An entrepreneur. Wants to be, should be an entrepreneur. I don't believe everybody should be a CEO. I don't believe everybody, they say they want it, but once you really get in that position, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Everybody can't be an entrepreneur because who's then going to work for the entrepreneurs?
Then who's going to work?
Right?
Yeah.
Just being real.
Yeah.
Mine was so crazy and organic how I became an entrepreneur. I didn't know what I was going to do. I was driving around. I used to live in Gwinnett County during this time. And I was driving around looking for something to eat. True story. I was looking for Carrabba's. This is the restaurant I was looking for because it was there. And when I got there, it was like construction. I'm like, damn, they moved Carrabba's? So I walk in the building and I'm like, where the heck did Carrabba's go? It was just here like 6 months ago. And then never forget this Asian guy, Mr. Moon, walked up to me. He said, can I help you? I said, yeah, what happened to Carrabba's? He was like, oh, I bought it and I'm building a nightclub now. I was like, oh, wow. He said, are you a promoter? And I was like, yeah. Right? Real story. So he's like, yeah, I'm looking for promoters. But I always see people that do parties and I thought it was so cool. And I always thought I could do it because it's like it looked fun. I had a lot of friends. So I was like, yeah, I'm a promoter. He was like, yeah, we're looking for promoters. What night would you be able to do? And I was like, I could do Thursdays. Let's do Thursdays. So
that's crazy.
The grand opening was like 6 weeks from then. So now I'm a promoter, right? So I'm like, all right, let me give it a shot. So I literally called up all my friends. I told everybody, I said, look, man, I need y'all to come to this party and bring $10 with you. Okay. Reached out to about over 200 people. Then I had like a few thousand dollars to my name. I ain't gonna lie. Cause I was making $1,000 a week, but I wasn't saving it. Cause I'm thinking there's another $1,000 around the corner.
About to come.
So I think I probably had about 4,000 and some change, but I used 500 of that and I printed up 10,000 flyers. I caught up all my friends and I had the date and the name of the party was Stepping Out Thursdays. I never forget. We stepping out on Thursdays, right? So yo, the night of the party came and everybody for the most part showed up. I told everybody to pay. I like, if you rock with me,
pay $10.
Nobody in for free. And I was able to make my money back that first night. It was a good night. Made my money back plus a couple more. And then the following week, I'm like, damn, what am I gonna do next? And they was like, yo, you know, the grand opening hype was over. So it's like, what you gonna do next week? This is every Thursday.
Yeah.
So real quick story. I went to Buckhead. This is when Buckhead in Atlanta. I don't know how long y'all been in Atlanta, but we used to have in Buckhead, it used to be parties every weekend. It was like 30 clubs in the city. And I ran into Brian from Jagged Edge and I asked him, I said, yo, I need you to come to Gwinnett and do this party with me. Like, I need you to come host this party. Mm-hmm. And he was like, what's your budget?
For sure, what's the budget?
For sure.
I hate that question.
What's your budget?
I love to ask it.
Yeah. Love to ask it, hate to get it.
Yeah. And he told me, what do you normally charge? I said, I ain't got that, my boy. I said, it's a good crowd. I think that if I give you half the door, just pull up, man. I need you. And he was like, all right, we'll be there. And I never forget, I was so excited that I left without even getting his phone number. Yeah. So
excited.
I left, didn't get his phone number, but he looked me in my eyes. He knew where it was at. He was like, I know that area. And I believed him when he said he was going to come. And I told him where it was at. So I literally just on faith went ahead and just printed the flyers again.
And promoted him.
putting out 10,000 flyers. Wow. I put the whole group though. I put the whole group. Right?
He said they all coming. And I put the whole group.
I didn't say which one. I said, use your imagination.
Real quick story. This is how everything started for entrepreneurship for me. Literally that week I was scared because I ain't have no contact for him, but I was like, yo,
he coming. Better show up.
So I hired these little boys. They hit up all the neighborhoods. Like this before, like online marketing was heavy. This is when you had to hit the streets.
But even now, I feel like that's still like so important.
Yeah.
Hit the streets and not just using social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's all we had. I didn't have 250,000 followers on Instagram at this time. This is like MySpace days. So we hit all the neighborhoods on that block where the club was at. You know what I'm saying? You know how you used to go home and see the Chinese menus in your door?
Mm-hmm.
We hit the doors like that. We hit every cars, every barbershop, the malls. Like we went crazy. And I'll never forget that night, man. The night came. I got to the club about 10 o'clock. And the line was around the building. It's the first time there was ever a celebrity in Gwinnett County.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I get there and it's like, now I'm scared.
Oh, God. Oh my God.
Yo, the line is around the building. 10 o'clock. Doors just opened.
Lord.
So we get in there. I go inside. Then about 11 o'clock, we're at capacity. Lines still around the building. Cars still flying in the parking lot.
Where is this dude at?
About 12:30 hit. I go outside and I'm hearing people in the line like, man, it's 12:30, man. The boys ain't coming, man. I hear them chitter chatter, but they don't know I'm the promoter. I'm literally just walking around I'm hearing it.
Until he gets there.
So at this point, I don't know whether I need to just, you know, get the money and run.
For sure. See ya.
Or they're going to beat me up at the end of the night. So, yo, long story short, by 1:30, I think it was, man, this G-Wagon and the CLS pulled up. And these are when them cars just came out.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is that? They pulled up. And I never forget, man, I saw Brian from Jagged Edge hop out that car. It was like like a kid seeing Santa Claus.
Yep.
He hopped out. I think it was him and his brother. And I was like, wow, they showed up. And that night, I probably did about $15,000.
Wow.
Most money I ever made in my life.
Wow.
And we had a 4-year run at that spot. I had one of the biggest parties on Thursday nights for 4 years straight.
Wow.
And that's what introduced me to entrepreneurship. That's what introduced me to, you got to eat what you kill.
Yeah.
No guaranteed paycheck. Yeah. You got to go out there and hustle.
Check
every day. You get what I'm saying? That showed me how to have staff, security, police, DJs, promoters. Like I was doing payroll. Like that was the first time I had to control people.
Mm-hmm.
So that experience like really, really. And then I was hosting my own parties. I was on the microphone because I remember a DJ was DJing one night and the crowd wasn't dancing. I'm like, yo, like this, nah,
what's
I
need to do the party.
So I got on the mic like, yo, where my birthday people at? Like, yo, we gonna get this. We ain't doing none of that bougie stuff tonight.
Yeah.
And the party went crazy. And ever since then, I started hosting it every Thursday. And then from there, AG Entertainment called me like, yo, I heard you out here rocking the party. I need you to come host Compound. I used to come host Velvet Room.
Wow.
So now I go from that to hosting the biggest
them compound
parties.
Days.
I'm talking about when Compound was Compound.
I must have been, I don't know, I was on them tables. I didn't even know he was hosting.
I was hosting. I was on a microphone. So I'm not on radio.
That's crazy.
At that time, only the radio station people was hosting parties.
Mm.
So, man, that opened everything up for me, man.
That's crazy.
That and now you doing trucking and got your own whole trucking company. You see how he started entrepreneurship? With a lie. You see that? You see how God works through? He works through even sin. You see that?
You can see
he said,
that.
"I am a promoter."
Or you
that
could
was
call
a lie.
Or you could call it or you could be called a manifestation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's like, "I mean, too. I can." Yeah.
But you took an opportunity.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's like the most important thing is like you took the opportunity when it was presented in front of you, even though it came in a form that you weren't looking for.
Looking for
the opportunity, you were still open to that opportunity. You know.
And one big thing about entrepreneurship, I think we so hard on ourselves. We want to get it right. We're scared to lose.
You just have to start.
Just figure it out as you go. I just figured it out. You know what I'm saying?
I think doing this podcast has taught me that. A lot.
Yeah.
It's like, because we really
no idea.
We still have no idea what we're doing. And it literally was just step by, okay, first get the name, then
get the logo,
LLC, and get the logo, and then trademark, and then find a production company, and then
find a location, and then find a guest.
It was literally step by step. It wasn't like we just knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
You start it and just make it better.
Yes.
Just keep making it better.
Yes.
Yeah. Just make it better.
And that's all you can do.
Yeah.
I told my sister that recently because she had a job interview and she was so nervous. She went to like her little job interview, whatever. And I'm like, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Be honest. We lied on your resume. That's fine. She done worked for Beast of Moon Beauty for 6 years. Yes. She was the operations manager. Call me if you have any questions.
She can do the job.
She can do it. But basically I was like, if they say, are you qualified for that? Can you do this? Can you do that? I say, just say, if you really can't, just be like, I'm committed to learning.
Yeah.
Just be like, yeah, I believe I can't. I've never done that before, but I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, I'm a club promoter. It's like, I can do this.
Right.
Believe that you can do it, or at least put your foot, you know, the effort to do it. Yeah. Like, I was like, don't be like, oh, I don't know how to do that. Or I can figure it out.
I can figure it out.
Yeah. You need a job. So you need to figure it out. You need to have a skill set that you.
Because anybody that's an expert at something, mm-hmm. it was their first day doing it.
At some point. Yeah. And nothing had never done it before.
Nothing happens. No, perfection isn't possible, mm-hmm. but the practice, you can't get close to that mm-hmm. without the practice. Mm-hmm. Like, you have mm-hmm. to be practical in practicing yeah. what you're trying to perfect.
What you're trying to do.
And the practicing is the thing, and taking a step at a time and trying and being okay to fail. And I think that's the hardest thing. It's yeah. like, you don't want to fail yeah. when you are. And I feel like I've experienced that with new entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
I love having the security. Mm-hmm. Of a 9-to-5. Like, yeah. I love like, that.
I know what's coming. I know exactly how much I'm getting. I know what that looks like.
But stepping out on entrepreneurship and there's that fear of like, what if I fail mm-hmm. at this? What if I invest all this money mm-hmm. into this mm-hmm. and I fail? Mm-hmm.
And just like we talked about with the two short show dates we have coming up, we put so much into, y'all, we could literally get a venue, put down some lawn chairs and be like, we're about to pod, but yeah. we want the experience. Yeah, we invest in ourselves up front yeah. for the overall experience, right? So it's like, for these two shows, we're not making a lot of profit. Like, we don't, no. we're not, we're in the green by yeah. a dollar.
Yeah. We're in the green, but the green is
the
zero.
Green is still little. You get what I'm saying? So just even that, it's like taking that risk up front on yourself. We are making the investment now because we know, once again, we're going to be in arenas one day. We're yep. going to be at the Invest Fest in front of yep. 20,000 people. Mm-hmm. We're going to, you know, so just taking that risk and not being so caught up on the quick return.
Yeah.
It's longevity.
And it's going to take an investment. It's going to take sacrifice.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, for you to get fired mm-hmm. and then take a good chunk of the money that you mm-hmm. had left.
And invest it.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Into what you haven't even proven that you could do yet. Right. Like, that takes a lot
yeah. of faith.
Of faith and belief in yourself, you know?
It's scary.
It is.
It's very scary. My brother Neo says it best, though. Like, we always scared about, like, what if it doesn't work? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what if it does
what
work?
What if it does?
That's what you got to keep thinking about. Like, yeah. what if it does work?
What if it does?
It could get crazy.
Yeah.
So
how has entrepreneurship affected your relationships? I know you talked about it a little bit. We're going to get into romantic relationships too, because I want to talk about the dating phase and like dating as an entrepreneur. You got all this money now and, you know, weeding out women that are there for the wrong reasons. Right. And even being a female is different. A woman is different. But even dating men, like, you know, we're successful.
Dudes are weird too.
They're weird.
Niggas will be around you to be around who you around and be around you because you got a name. And niggas is weird.
You're weird.
Just as much as women are weird. Niggas is weird.
Niggas is weird.
Niggas is weird. Niggas is weird. Niggas is weird, 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 weird. I'm sick of it.
Sick of it.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. It's like, no.
And I'm experiencing that really for the first time. Isn't that crazy? You guys are weirdos.
You're weird.
You're weird.
You're weird. You're weird. But it's a little different because.
Do you think that about women? Do you be like, yo, you're weird?
But I think men be knowing. Like, you're men know. Mm-hmm. Men know women that are around just for money. Men know women that are around just for clout. Men know women.
But that doesn't get weird to you?
Okay. I don't know if the word is weird.
It's weird to me.
But men,
I'm aware. I'm very aware. Mm.
Okay.
I'm
so okay. Aware. Okay.
Like, you can't fool me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes, they'll even pretend like you're getting over. Like,
yeah.
But, you know, you can't.
But
hide
why
it.
Do y'all entertain women like that?
I think it helps their ego
that.
A little bit.
It helps theirs?
Men.
Do you feel like that?
A little bit. Having women around.
You know that women are, there are women that are around you. That are genuinely not interested in who you are as a person, but interested in what you can provide and what you can do.
Once I identify that, mm-hmm. the days are numbered.
Okay.
The days are numbered. Seriously. Okay. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I feel like when we're dealing with humans and we're dealing with the opposite sex, I think that where we go wrong is we think that every girl that we date or every guy that you guys date, they're not supposed to be your husband or your boyfriend. Mm. Like, some people are in your life just for, I hate to say the cliche stuff, the season and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
You know, I feel like, okay, I'm going to give you an example, right? I've never talked about this before. We're going to go there today. It's energy for me, right? When I decide, okay, if I want to hang out with you, you're a funny, amazingly, genuinely mm-hmm. funny. I might want to be around that type of energy mm-hmm. tonight. Mm-hmm. I might want to laugh. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. then you got the...
But it's like, that don't mean she's my wife or I'm trying to date her or go to
I
that club.
I had people that I went on a date with and we ended up getting some money together. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I love that.
You just got to, like, I think we set these unrealistic expectations sometimes on humans. Mm-hmm. And it's like, when I meet people, I'm just trying to figure out, like, what's our purpose? Mm-hmm.
Whether it's this season, whether it's friendship, whether it's marriage.
Something long term.
Yeah. Do you want to get married one day?
I would like to.
Yeah.
I would like to. It's going to take a special girl, though.
I know.
Why you
right.
say that?
Oh, man. I think because I'm 40 now, I've worked on myself.
I'm stuck in my ways.
Not even that.
Not
but
over
I've gotten
here changing nothing.
I've done a lot in these 40 years. You know what I'm saying? And I humbly speaking, I feel like I bring a lot to the table.
Yeah.
Well, that is for certain.
I bring a lot to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely do.
And you're going to have to really, it got to make sense for me at this point.
Yeah.
Are you more attracted to women who are like doing things or women who can just come support you in your purpose?
Support.
That's what I was saying. See, I don't think I was supposed to be with an entrepreneur. I think he wants to be with a woman. I think that, but I can see that for you. I can see that for you. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, I would like her to be smart and be able to like help me out in different things. Like,
for sure.
I would like typing. You know what I'm saying?
He's like, I need an assistant that I can marry. So you need to be able to answer the calls and book the flights.
Yes.
I don't need you trying to start a business, babe.
Yeah.
I need you to be good at admin. Yeah, you gotta be good at admin.
Though.
You don't gotta be like no super.
What does she need to do? What are you look like? What does she need to do for you? Not mm-hmm. for you externally, mm-hmm. but what does she need to do internally for you? Like, what are the qualities that she would need to have?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm looking for this
in a woman, in my partner.
Because you can get an assistant
right.
to type for you,
for sure.
to book the flights,
right.
and you can
right.
do that.
Right.
But like, when it's just you, mm-hmm. at the end of the night, all the bills are paid, all the stuff is done, and
outside of
what
entrepreneurship
would make
and work.
Alex happy and whole?
Mm-hmm. Definitely somebody who's a good listener. Somebody who is nurturing for sure, supportive, patient, very patient, and understanding that I'm a super affectionate person, but I'm an only child, and sometimes I do like my space a little bit. So you know, especially now I'm getting ready to go on tour, I'm about to start traveling more. Mm-hmm. Just a woman that understands, even if you're not an entrepreneur, but you understand
that
entrepreneur life, and you're not a headache if I, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, some months I'm like, I got all the time in the world. We can hang out mm-hmm. 5 times a week. Mm-hmm. I'll be on the phone. Mm-hmm. And then it's another month where it's like, you know, right now, 3 times.
Now, for sure. Are you the type of person that would take, like, you would take your wife with you and travel with you and stuff?
To some places.
Got you.
To some places.
Okay.
But I just need, when I do get busy, for you to understand that, like, if when I have time, I'm going to make time for you. I'm talking about the dating stage. Like,
for sure.
I'm going to make time.
We're not married yet. You're not priority, babe.
So I think that'd be my biggest.
We're not married yet.
Yeah.
Give me a chance to think about the ring.
I still gotta do stuff.
Yeah.
And you're getting on my nerves.
Yeah, because you know what I
you're getting
I do,
on my nerves.
It takes a lot of mental out of me to do what I do. You know, the pouring the people.
I already know.
So it's like once I separate from that, my business life, and from draining myself, I can't come back and get drained from you too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like it gotta feel like a vacation when I'm when I'm with you. I'm sorry.
I love how honest you were with that. He's like, yeah, I don't want to sit in the bed and talk about your dreams, babe. You're my assistant and you're my wife. But like,
that I understand.
Yeah,
that,
you know what you want. You're like, I need somebody that can come support what I'm building.
Absolutely.
And you're my purpose mate in the purpose that I have.
I get that.
And I also like another issue I'll be having too. I'm gonna be real, like with you know, the Instagram, like it's everybody on Instagram, and you know, you see the moves I'm making, but I don't like all the time talking about that with 100%, my personal relationship. 100%. You know what I'm saying?
Like what you're doing, your businesses and
yeah,
stuff.
Like, yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I dated a girl who didn't have IG. And that was such a breath of fresh air. She didn't know who I was.
Yeah.
She didn't know what I had going
good.
On.
Yeah.
And it was like, yo, for real? Like, it was so dope to me. So now I don't have to talk about
trucking and this party and this
or this,
and
this person, you know what I'm saying? This person and
and investment.
We don't
got to
talk about none of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I even had, I'm going to be real. I even had to have a conversation with my mother. My mother is my biggest fan. I love my mom to death. Only child. Just met my father. You know, we'll talk about
mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to talk about
like,
that.
It was just me and her growing up. And like recently I had to have a conversation with her. Like, yo, you know, every time I come home and go visit her, I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Oh, I seen you speaking on stage. Oh, I watched this podcast when you said this. Oh, Alex, thank you for retiring. Like, I'm so proud of you. But it's like every time I'm coming back to the house,
that's all we're having dialogue
that's all we're talking about. And I had to have a real conversation. Like, yo, Ma, like, I just want my mom back.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Ma, I don't want to talk about what's on Instagram.
Wow.
Like, I know you got Instagram now, but I don't want to talk about that. Like, I want my mom back. Let's talk about the family. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think that we have to be mindful too, that it's an adjustment for them.
It's
not easy for them. Because I'm kind of experiencing that a little bit with my family.
Yeah.
The more that I'm out there, the more that they're seeing me out there. And it's like, they're so proud.
They're proud, yeah.
And I get that, but it's like, I don't want to talk about
the podcast.
I don't want to talk about the podcast all day. I don't want to talk about what me and I talked about on the podcast.
Yep.
I don't want to talk about,
yep.
I don't want to talk about that all the time. Now, I don't mind it sometimes but I don't want to make our relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I just want you to see me and I don't want you to see me because
Megan
of what I do.
Ashley, the celebrity now.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want that.
Somebody's watching this can relate to that.
Yeah.
That's in this space, public figure, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
It's a real topic.
It's a balance, mm-hmm. but I'm glad you did bring that up with your mom and you actually told her. Because I think they don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
They,
I think
like
it's
you said,
a transition
they don't know.
For
it's a
them.
Transition.
And,
for them.
And they're so used to seeing you the way that you were.
Yep.
And now they're seeing you for who you are now. And that's an adjustment. Mm-hmm. So there has to be like understanding. Mm-hmm. But you even having that conversation
I had to
just be like, hey, I can't have that all the time.
Because I found myself not wanting to talk as much.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I went through that.
Yeah.
I went through that. I'm like, I'm around my granny, my family, my this, my that. I don't want to be here. Like, now I feel like I'm back at work.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I'm back. I'm answering questions about wilding out and this and that. I'm like, Lord, that's all we're talking
and that
about.
Responsibility, it kind of.
And I don't want y'all looking at me different.
Yeah.
Like, we don't look at ourselves as celebrities.
At all.
Or Megan Ashley, the influencer, the celebrity, the entrepreneur, the B. Simone. When I go home, I don't want to be B. Simone.
You want to be Brayley. Mm-hmm.
What?
You want to be Alex.
You want to be Alex.
Good energy.
You want to
be Alex. I want to be Megan. Yeah. And it's a transition. It's not. But I think that whole thing of like, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah.
It's like certain things that if it's been given to us, we're going to have to take a little bit more of that weight and be understanding for the ones that he didn't give it to.
100%.
Because he didn't give it to them.
100%.
So that's,
that is what it is. It's a part of what he called. He didn't give it to them.
So if your mom wants to talk about it, say, all right, mom, we're going to give this 10 more minutes.
Yeah.
And then we're done.
Yep.
I do not want to talk about no more about business, no more about
TV.
But it's like giving them that, but then putting a limit.
Absolutely. Very important.
That's very, but that's helpful though. Yeah. That helped me.
Me too.
That's helpful.
Me too.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said that.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, I do be getting annoyed.
I'm like, now I brought up some old stuff I need to work on.
Yeah. I'm like, that does get a little annoying sometimes.
Yeah.
You gotta bring it up. It's like,
okay, 10 more minutes.
And I was like, okay, maybe she's just going to get used to it.
Yeah.
And then year two, she's doing it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have that talk.
Because as you get bigger and the more opportunities that you have,
the more
they're curious and the more they're proud.
Yep.
And try not to find offense in that.
Yeah.
Not be offended, not offense, but like annoyance.
It's
like, yo, I'm annoyed.
Or here comes the family select. It's like, don't say that. That's annoying to me.
Don't.
Miss Hollywood.
Yeah.
That's annoying to me.
Yeah. And it feels like it can be offensive, but you're not, you're not meaning it.
For sure.
And but then it can
why
be offensive.
Is that annoying? And then, it's like, you just brought that back up.
But I think it's what you said. And I think it's what he said.
Yeah.
Is I just want you to see me. Yeah. I just want my mom back.
I just want my mom back.
Yeah.
Tell us about your dad. Let's go into that. You
shared that publicly, which was
that was wild. Y'all, Alex just met his father recently.
Biological father.
Yeah.
For the first time.
It was like the real first time. It's like, I never seen a picture.
What?
I never was on FaceTime. I never had a conversation with him. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like, it built up to it. Like,
chills.
When I met him, my best friend, shot them, my best friend, Jason, Mr. 2 Weeks Out. It was a void that I had that I didn't realize that I had. It was affecting me in ways that I was unconscious about. Abandonment issues, commitment issues. But I'm thinking I'm fine. You know, I've made it. Like life is good. I'm doing well for myself. I ain't need him. But it was personally affecting me, and I decided that I was going to go ahead and do it. You know what I mean? And my best friend set it up. He found one of my cousins on his side on Facebook or IG, and they set it up. And the meeting was.
So you didn't have any dialogue previously.
No,
you let somebody else handle it.
Yeah, Jason and I set the whole thing. Jason and my cousin. Yeah. And long story short, they set it up for Prime 112 in Miami about 4 months ago. They said, "Yo, just fly down. This is a date, and we're gonna take it from here." So it was, man. I can't.
The trust you have to let your friend completely deal with that.
Yeah.
Ooh-wee.
That's why it's so hard to have good people in your life, man.
Yeah. But,
it's so hard to explain the feeling of you about for the first time meet the person that created you.
That's crazy.
You understand? So I never forget. We was riding up Ocean Drive, headed towards Prime 112. He was already there with his family, and Jason's driving, my cousin's in the back.
And, you were nervous.
Yo, so we pulling up, and I never forget, because Jason was on the driver's side, he was able to see in front of Prime 112 before I was, because it was a car right here. And then he stopped. He's like, "Yo, Alex." He was like, "Yo, bro, I'm looking at your father right now."
Oh my God.
I couldn't see him yet because the way the car was.
Oh my God.
He was like, "I know that's him." He's like, "Ooh, he got your nose." He said, "That's your dad." Yeah, I almost hopped out the car without opening the door.
Wow.
Like, I wanted to jump through the glass. We pulled up.
Oh my God, that's so cool.
We pulled up in front of Prime 112. I got out the passenger side, and I seen him standing there, and I just seen him start wiping his eyes. He just like literally immediately started like, and I just beelined right to him. At first, I was gonna shake his hand, and then the shake hand turned into a hug, and as I step back, I just looked in his eyes and just teary eyed. And it was at that moment my guard went down because I felt the genuineness. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know what his energy was going to be like. But when I saw those tears in his eyes, I knew that I felt that warmness.
Wow, Alex.
Yeah, it was heavy.
How many other, do you have any other siblings?
He got a daughter.
Wow. Okay.
He got a daughter.
So why were y'all, why was he not in your life for your?
Have you guys talked about that?
Yeah, we have. Okay. So I had to ask all the hard questions.
Lord.
I had to ask all the hard questions. And, you know, obviously that was one of the questions that I asked.
And you asked those the day you guys met.
Yeah, at Pine 12. Dang, wow. Y'all got
it. No, it's okay.
That's so,
I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, man, that's insane.
I'm so proud of you, Alex. Oh, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Do you know how strong you are for doing that?
That is major. Even you being vulnerable right now, shedding a tear, like you are a 40-year-old black man that is being vulnerable on camera in front of an audience and decided to go heal past trauma.
And not be resentful. Like you hugged him. Yeah, it was tough. Like you weren't, it doesn't sound like you were angry at him at all.
Not at all.
You wanted to love him. You wanted that love from him. Like that is dope. That is fire.
Thank you.
Dang, like, y'all got me mad.
We love you.
But right, that's insane.
Insane. And that's something to be proud about. That's something to be proud about. Like, that's major, major, you know major.
What? I did it. It was deeper than me. Mm-hmm. I just knew that I wasn't reaching my full potential.
You had because to you had it. That guard up.
Unknown. The what ifs, the unknown.
Ooh, that's powerful.
And I know so many people that depend on me.
Mm.
So I was like, I'm selling myself short and I'm selling.
And it's affecting everybody.
Man. And I'm like, even if we don't become like the son, father, you know, the traditional, at least I could close that chapter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I asked him all the hard questions and he answered them like a real one.
Mm, good. You know, was there any type of regret that you felt from him?
You know what he said? And I had a feeling. It's so funny because as I became... the person that I am today is my brand went, mm-hmm. you know, grew and, I became out there. I was like, yo, he probably intimidated.
Mm.
He probably, I felt like it's so funny because I wanted to become successful for so long just so I could prove to him I ain't need him.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Right.
Wow.
But then it kind of backfired because when I started making all this noise in the world, that made him even more intimidated to even reach out to me.
To reach out.
Because he thinking like, damn, if I reach out to him now.
He going
to
think it's because he's successful, because he got money. You know what I'm saying? Yep.
So I'm thinking this before I met him. But then I asked him, I said, yo, bro, like, every Father's Day that went by, you ain't think about your boy?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you ain't, mm. every year, you ain't, I know you just heard about me or you didn't see my ad, at least, like, I'm outside. And he was like, well, Alex, I watched all your interviews.
Wow. That's going to make me cry. That makes me cry.
He was like, I watched all your interviews. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
And I think the thing that is like crazy is that he worked so hard to prove that he didn't need his dad, but couldn't get to that next level without his dad.
Without it.
Like, not that you needed him, but there was something you needed from him. Like, you still needed him.
Yeah.
And I think that, like, what, I don't know, an opportunity that is for both of you.
A beautiful
because
opportunity.
Because he might have thought you didn't need him.
Yeah.
But you did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if it was just for that one encounter, that one moment to just say.
Close that.
Yeah, you still needed him.
And he needed you.
And what you did was not just unlock something for you, but you taking the initiative and being
Jesus.
A leader unlocked it for everyone connected to your life.
Yep.
And you putting yourself out there and risking yourself to say that this isn't just for me, but everyone attached to me. So I'm going
to
put myself in this uncomfortable position where I could be hurt even more, but I'm going to do that because it's bigger than me.
Yep.
That's like, you have no, I don't care how much money you have. That's your legacy.
Yeah.
I don't care how many trucks you have.
Yeah. Yeah.
What you just did.
Yeah.
That is far more impactful and has way more equity than anything else monetary.
100%.
I didn't realize it until the next day when I finally opened up my inbox. I seen all these men in my inbox.
What? Grown men.
Crying, sending videos, bro. I'm about to call my dad now.
Ooh.
I'm about to call my kids. It was double edged. It was the dudes that never met their father. Like, I'm gonna put my pride aside. I'm gonna finally go reach out to my man. And then it was the fathers who went in their kids' life that was like, nah, I'm about to make it right now because of that.
That Alex, you have no idea.
Purpose. I love that.
And I told him, I said, look, bro, I ain't about to be calling you daddy and all that right now. You know what I'm saying?
What's your name?
You said I was feeling that.
I said, But we gonna start this friends.
Yeah.
We just gonna vibe. Like, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like,
have you guys been able to maintain connections and stuff?
Text, still in contact, texting every now and then.
He texted me happy birthday for the first time. Aww. Like, that was crazy.
That's crazy.
Wow. Yeah, man.
Wow.
What did that feel like?
Wow.
To finally get that text from your dad.
Just more complete, man. Like,
yeah.
To get the text from my mom and my dad, happy birthday. That's that wild. Was crazy. You know, so 40 was just a monumental year.
Yeah.
That's why you was not worried about that rain. Okay. He was like, I am good. We were at Alex's party and it was raining.
It was raining. Yes. He was outside calm. He was so chill. Nice. He slipped and fell, got up.
He did slip and fall and he got right back up.
Yeah.
You were just a G.
He said, yeah, I'm fine. I'm rich.
Your dad texted me.
That's all I needed.
I was on a high. You know, but, wow. Yeah. 40 is a year to remember, man. So much happened in 40.
Yeah. But before 40, when was your birthday?
July.
9th. July. So it just passed earlier this year. You had went through it. Cause we going to Tulum. You're like before you almost didn't thought you wasn't going to make it to 40. What happened out there?
Did you have something that happened with your jewelry? Like, what happened to you?
We got bipped.
We went to California.
I am never visiting the Southern... Wait, is that Southern California or is Northern California?
I was like, what city did y'all want us to come to? They were like, come to Oakland. Come to Sacramento.
I said, I would never.
I will not.
I will never.
Y'all don't have to meet us in LA.
My feet will never touch the land of Sacramento, Oakland, or Berkeley.
We landed and we had all our stuff in a rental. We talked about it on the pod already, but they got robbed. They robbed our rental car, but it wasn't. We weren't robbed at gunpoint. Okay. They broke into the rental car. We weren't there. We came back.
Shoot, if we had been there.
Okay, tell us what happened.
So this year, you know, I talked about 40 just being a crazy year. Like, I started my year in Tulum. Like, I had never been to Tulum. I let everybody go to Tulum. Like, for it was sure. Just so hyped up at first during the pandemic. You know, I was like, I'm going to let all y'all go.
Get it out the way so I can go by myself.
So I finally went. Top of the year. And, you know, it was dope. I forgot what the name of the spot we stayed at. But I never forget the second day we was there. I was with, you know, a lady that I was dealing with at the time. And we went to the tourist spot, the strip, where all the shops and the restaurant was at. And, you know, I ain't go too crazy. I think I just had like a matter of fact, I had this on. I had this. I just had a plain Jane Rolly. Because I know I was going to be taking pictures.
Plain Jane Rolly. Ain't nothing plain Jane about a Rolly.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I knew he was going to be taking pictures, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, you know, it's a strip where all the tourists is at. So I'm like, all right, cool. We ain't going into the hood or nothing like that. So we go out there, we go to this restaurant, we eat in, and then these kids walked in the back of the restaurant to us. And I don't know if they were selling water or what they was doing, but, you know, I always do this. When I see kids in third world countries, I always show love. So I might have given them like $100 a piece. It was like four of them. Gave them like $100 a piece. They was all excited. They took pictures with me and all that. So I'm like, all right, cool. I did my good deed for the day. We leave out of the restaurant.
I did what I had to do. Yeah, don't nobody else ask me for nothing.
So we leave out the restaurant and then we start to go look for some more souvenirs. And we walk into this one store and it was me, her, and just the two guys that worked in the store. I never told the story before. We in there looking for stuff to buy. And then a guy just walks in there. And it was like slow motion. I seen him come in there. But for some reason, my eyes never unlocked from him. I just kept looking at him.
Mm.
And then he just pulled out his gun. He pulls out his gun on me. And he's like waving it between me and her.
Jesus.
But then he focuses on me. So at this point, I'm like, wow, this is really happening. This is the first time this has ever happened to me before. Right? I'm like, wow, this is what this feel like. Like, this is what this feel like. This is what I've been hearing about.
What you see in the movies. That's crazy.
I said, Alex, think. I said, I know he wants. So I go for my chain. My chain was actually tucked in. I take the chain off. I hand it to him. All right, go ahead. He don't leave. He's still on me. I'm like, ah, watch. I take my watch off. I give it to him. And then he finally leaves.
But did he say anything?
He didn't speak English. He was just yelling.
It's one thing to be robbed. Now I'm being robbed in the language I can't understand.
So
hold on.
But check this out. As it's happening, please. As it's happening, though, this is the kick. As it's happening, I'm like, yo, you know what? I had this sense of calmness over me, though. And I knew. I said, yo, this man ain't going to shoot me.
Not me. Now, I don't know about her.
No.
I'm covered. Now, I don't know what relationship you got with the Lord, but if he pulls his trigger, it's going to be on you.
No.
Baby girl, you're going to have fun in Tulum now. You got your little trip.
Nah. Yo, you funny.
It's like... Yo, for sure, are you talking about the blood? He said, now I know for me, this is not how I'm not.
That is not my wife. We are not one flesh.
You're funny.
I'm covered. I don't know about you. You got to seek out your own salvation, baby.
You have to seek ye first the kingdom.
This ain't got nothing to do with me. Ooh, I know that's right.
Alex said, I know I'm not dying like this.
Yeah.
Ooh, confidence.
That blessed me.
You know what it was? It wasn't even confidence. It was that I have never in my life felt that connected to God before.
I know that's right.
I know that's right.
You say, yep.
40, I've never in my life felt that connected.
I believe it.
Ooh, it's like you knew he said, you ain't about to die.
As it's happening, I don't know this man. And I knew that he was not going to shoot me. I was not scared.
You knew.
Oh, my God.
That's crazy.
I was not scared. Do you hear him?
That's crazy. A gun in your face. Yeah, I hear him.
I didn't yell. I didn't scream. I didn't cower. I just said, here you go, bro. Here you go.
Ooh, wee.
And you,
I seen him taking it and walking out before he actually took it and walked out. I already seen him walking out. So check this out. I had all my...
That gives me chills.
Check this out. I had all my jewelry insured. Except this. I had just got this and I just hadn't got around to it. I was procrastinating. I had not... And short this yet.
Mm-hmm.
Let me show you how God works. As he's running out.
He dropped it.
He drops it. He drops it.
You dummy.
He dropped it.
And this is the only thing I didn't have insured.
Ooh, God is good.
He dropped
it. Alex, did you praise Jehovah Jireh?
Did I? So.
That is Jehovah wild.
So he didn't. He dropped
did
this.
Did you praise him?
Did you praise
him? Of course I did.
Ooh, Elohim.
I didn't leave my resort.
My God. Duh.
That's crazy.
I didn't leave my resort for the rest of the time.
I know that's right.
And I'm probably never going to go to Tulum again. I'm going to just be real, which is a bad taste.
Well, we have to go Friday.
But you know, if you're watching this.
Be mindful.
Don't take nothing with you. Just leave it all at home. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all. And it made me tighten up even here. Like now, I went and got the safety deposit box. So I don't keep it at the house anymore.
Yep.
You understand? Like you just
being smarter.
Yes.
It's not worth it.
And all I could think about was like, yo, this man didn't even know, you know, and not to speak too highly of myself, but I'm like, yo, you don't even know who you sticking that gun at. You don't even know like what's connected to me, like what I got, how much people I help.
Mm-hmm.
You just looking at the Rolex, you don't even know the person that's wearing the Rolex that's helped so many people.
Yeah.
Got so many people.
I would've you came up to me, I would have gave you a couple dollars. I would have helped, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
I just gave these kids $100.
Yeah, man. So if you watching this, all my fellas, man, just, you know, get you a safety deposit box. Don't keep it at the crib.
Be smart.
You know, and then, you know, just move militant. That's all I'm gonna say. I move militant. I ain't gonna share it, but just know I'm covered.
Right. I know that's right.
I'm covered by God and other things.
I know that's right. And other things. Don't play with me.
He said, I was so calm.
I was calm.
And I thought about if that was me.
You would.
I said, okay. Be still. Please. No. CCC. I know Jesus is real, but Jesus, think about it. Think about it. Jesus is watching. He's looking at you right now, my friend.
Jesus.
It's my friend.
Jesus.
My friend.
A gun in your face? A gun.
I've never.
If you're gonna do it.
And you know I left.
Blow me up with fucking misery, please. Don't aim correctly. Make it quick. Do not graze me. Do not make me suffer. Now, you hold it right.
I feel like you're that crazy. I honestly believe that. I believe it. You are a psychopath.
If you shoot me, kill me.
Oh, you better kill me.
I better not be laying there gasping. Do it quick.
I mean,
I'm like, wait now.
I don't even want to have a thought. You need to take all my thoughts.
This is crazy.
I need no memory. I need no memory of what you've done to me. So I better be dead, or I better wake up and not remember.
I better wake up well.
And I mean
walking. Oh Lord. I'm glad you come. Cause baby, what the girl do?
Was she screaming?
Yeah. She, you know,
I'm glad you wasn't with me. And, we wouldn't be here.
Braylon did something to piss that man off. He was like, you know what? Pow, pow. Yeah. You're getting on my nerves. I wasn't even planning on killing you, but you're fucking annoying.
Now you're being nervous. Oh, that was an accident. Drop.
We're not making light of this girl, at all. Because it's not funny.
It's not funny.
Had we been in it, it would have been a little bit more funny.
Is what I'm saying. You know, I'm a comedian now, and I imagine myself there, and it was not like that. He took it off. Please, does anybody have scissors?
Where is a drawer to help me take this off?
Help me. What did the girl do?
She sat there. Nah, she was pleading with him not to shoot me.
Please. She was saying, yeah, please, please.
She was a G about it.
Por favor.
And, yeah. So
whatever.
We'll forever be cool for
I know
that.
That's right.
For yeah, sure. Yeah.
It's she's like she's for good sure. For the rest of her life.
I love
she
it
is
for
set
life.
Up in a penthouse in Buckhead.
Not gonna lie, but I love it for life though, for sure.
He said, well, she got my love now.
Yeah.
Oh my wow. God. Yeah, you done been through it, and that was all this year.
All this year.
You done.
But it was some good stuff too.
No, sure. I'm saying those are great things though. You yeah. kept your life.
Yeah.
You met your father. Yeah. You had your 40th birthday.
Yeah, party
you
of the
finished
year.
Your house.
You finished your
year.
Home. Like yeah. you
is it done now?
95%.
What else does it?
The bathroom's almost done, and I think I'm gonna do my kitchen, but I'm gonna wait.
Okay. Alex, the kitchen is new.
I know, but
there's nothing you need to do to the beautiful. Kitchen.
I'm gonna wait, but I got something I want to do to it. I'll show you the rendering.
Okay,
I'll show you the rendering later.
Oh, we love wow. you. We love yeah, you. Man. Thank love you for coming, too. Alex. Before we go, we do know for sure, but tell us quickly about your new business venture with
DJ. I cannot wait.
Can I say that?
Yeah, we can talk
with
about
who's
it.
With?
Yeah, we can talk about
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm
going
to say DJ Kelly.
It's the, before I get into that, I just wanted to let people know, like, you know, a lot of people know me for trucking. Mm-hmm. I also opened up a restaurant with my partners 3 months ago, last year.
And we still haven't been there.
Got to come for sure, Crew okay. Alpharetta. But what I'm real big in investing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm real big on investing, especially doing things that have nothing to do with my brand as far as my trucking popularity and all that good stuff. Like, I just think that's super, super important. So for my 40th birthday, instead of buying, you know, a car or Rolex and all that other stuff, I decided that I want to invest in the business. I want to do the biggest investment that I ever did into something that was going to be colossal.
Yeah.
And the basketball version of Topgolf is called Jump Shot Live.
That's so cool.
And it's going to be amazing. It's the basketball version of Topgolf.
So it's not going to be a basketball game, just like Top Golf isn't a golf game. It's mm-hmm. going to be more about shooting.
And shooting. Okay. Yeah. I can't get
I'm
into
good
the
at
details.
That.
Yeah.
But it's a dope twist to it.
Okay. And oh, cool.
Is
cool,
it more
cool.
like horse or is it more like knockout?
It's addictive. That's what I'm going to tell you. It's addictive. I flew out to Seattle before I made the investment and actually played on the prototype.
Wow.
And it's going to be. It's
so
gonna be
cool.
addictive. That's all I'm gonna tell you.
Have you guys decided where you're putting it
so
yet?
So that's the thing. We're trying to decide between Atlanta and Dallas right now. I obviously want to come to Atlanta because it's where I live. But
Tim's from Dallas. He's like, come to Dallas.
Yeah, it's between Dallas and that was where the first Top Golf was actually at.
Dallas?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, wow.
So
they're
pulling data right now, trying to figure out what's best. But I would love for it to be in Atlanta, y'all.
Yeah.
But
Atlanta don't need no more reason for anybody to move here.
Atlanta don't need nothing else.
Put it out
to Dallas,
Alpharetta, or put it. Out
yeah.
in the suburbs,
come up is here.
To Cobb
yeah.
County. That'd be nice.
Right. Come on.
And I just want to shout out to my business partners, Akil, Yusuf, Brooklyn Johnny, Tabidi. And y'all might know him, DJ Khaled.
You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna be dope. So I'm excited about that. And you know, I'm still gonna be in this trucking. Trucking changed my life, so I'll never not be doing trucking. I'm always gonna teach it. You know, we got the biggest.
I would say he was gonna get us a truck, y'all.
Yeah,
we gonna work it out, man.
He said we're gonna figure it out. We're gonna figure it out.
But you know, we've trained the most people in the country.
Wow.
Over 40,000 students.
How many?
Over 40,000 have came through our platform and learned how to do this trucking game.
Amazing.
It's continuing to grow. We teach people how to do it the right way the first time. And again, it's just an industry that it ain't sexy. It ain't the sexiest industry.
Right.
But it's,
I mean, we could come in there and make it a little.
Yeah. But it's necessary. You know, the world don't exist without them trucks.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
there's sure. food in your supermarkets.
Everything. Your furniture, come on a truck.
Real estate don't exist without trucks.
Wow. For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The materials to get there to build the houses got to come on a truck. So
I love trains. The game. Why do we still have trains? Are they, they're transporting stuff.
Yeah, they're transporting stuff.
That is necessary.
Correct.
Okay, I'm just wondering. Because I used to live behind a train.
You're like, what is this? What are y'all taking?
What are you doing?
You've never seen a train. A train can't pull up to Walmart and unload at Walmart.
Right. Take it off the train to the truck to the...
Yeah.
Trucking is always going
to
be
shout out to all my students, anybody that has supported me over the last 5-6 years. Just thank you for making us number one, you know, goodenergyworldwide.com.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for coming on our platform.
We love you so much.
Yeah, we getting ready to do something.
I can't wait. We can't tell them about what we're doing on the 13th, right?
Oh my
God. We can't tell them.
It's so major.
It's going to be dope, but we can't tell
his house,
you guys.
Y'all.
It's at his house, though.
He's letting us use his house. I'm like, Alex, please. He said yes so quick. I'm like, for real?
Because we didn't have anyone else to ask.
No one.
We can't use my backyard.
We can't use. I stay in a building. We can't use mine. I ain't got one.
Yeah, if we use my backyard, it would look like we were camping.
Just know after y'all see it, y'all going to have to step y'all.
I can't wait. The 13th,
we are filming something and make the bar.
And y'all
will
won't
be
know
set.
Anything. Y'all won't even know what this is until a long time. But just know, it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be so dope. It's
and
major.
Alex is letting us use
and you're
house.
A part
he
of it.
So
you're a part of the conversation.
We're so proud.
It's a pleasure.
So before we go, what do you know for sure, and what are you saying no to for sure? We did this at InvestFest too. We always end the episodes like this.
Yeah. I'm gonna be real. What I know for sure, right? And this is, I'm speaking to all the aspiring entrepreneurs, to the people that just got into entrepreneurship. You're trying to find your way. You trying to figure it out. What I know for sure is that first million is your hardest. That first one is the hardest, y'all. So I want you to get in your bag. I want you to just go hard, because once you get that first one, the conversations change.
You got the formula now. Yeah.
The network changes.
Yeah.
And now you start getting opportunities that you can now act on. That's going to help you get million number two and million number three. I'm telling you right now, you know, you might get a call with an opportunity to invest in something like a jump shot. And if you have that investment put to the side to be able to make that investment, that's how the rich keep getting richer, y'all. So work on that first one. Keep going. And again, that first million is the hardest. After that, money's going
to
be chasing you.
I can't wait till we hit.
I know.
What? It's coming.
I can't wait to see that in the account.
Just see it. Liquid.
See
it.
I got liquid. And I'm going
to
be
And I used to hear about that all the time. I used to hear that even
next
before,
year, for sure.
That the first one was the hardest. I kept hearing that. And then it happened. And then I was like, wow, they was real. They was for real. Conversations change. Opportunities change.
Mindset changes.
Yes.
And once you see it, it's like, okay, your mindset changes more. Yeah.
Love that. Yep. What are you saying no to for sure?
What I'm saying no to, I'm not gonna lie to you. I actually prepared for this. I knew y'all were gonna ask me that. Right?
Let me see it.
I wrote it in my notes. What I'm saying no to is living life for other people.
Good.
I think we've all fell into that trap of wanting to impress people, wanting to satisfy people, and it puts so much stress on us.
Yeah.
Once I got to a point where, and not even being selfish, but once you get to a point where it's like, yo, you really living for yourself and doing what makes you happy unapologetically, once you get freed, man, life different, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like when you stop caring about the opinions so much, when you stop
everybody
reading
else's
comments.
Think,
Ooh,
you start
them
going
comments.
The comments.
I'm still working on that.
It's hard.
I'd be like,
But what, yo, when you get to that
when you
point,
get out of there, it don't matter.
When you're comfortable with yourself, yeah. you know, regardless of what anybody's saying about you, you know who you are.
Yep.
You know that you real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it. That's
so
it.
I'm saying no to that. Like, I'm in my own zone.
Yeah, come on, old school. It's that party promoter. For sure.
Yeah, man.
I know for sure that God has a calling on your life. Mm. And you just set so many people free in this episode. Thank sure. you so much for, I'm going to say it again, being a black man at 40 yeah. on camera, being vulnerable. Like, I am so afraid.
I was like, no, don't do it. It's just okay. Came.
No,
that's
not even allowing it. Yeah. And, you know, we just need more representations of that for our community. And I thank you for being that. I know for sure that you got more purpose to fulfill. Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm saying no
to getting robbed,
to overreacting in stressful situations. I need to practice that.
Yeah. Because
it's like, what would you do?
I feel like I would have been calm
for
just
sure.
because I don't panic in stressful situations.
Yeah.
But
ooh wee, I'm saying no to that. Relax,
so it's like, how do
relax.
You practice that?
Yeah. You gotta act it out.
So we should try to act out some stressful situations in Tulum, and let's put you through the practice.
But it's like, don't tell
I'm
me
I'm going
no.
to look forward to scaring you as much as I can.
My sister like, scared me this morning. Literally.
It's like,
until I get to the point where I'm like, keep doing it.
There you go.
Because like all that fear.
Yeah.
What you
drive it
at?
Out. Drive that thing out of you.
Yeah.
Urge it out.
Saying no to that.
All right. Well, I know that God is just so interesting in how he chooses to use us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we think it might have been in one way, but he shows up in another way. Mm-hmm. And that really becomes the purpose more than how it got you there mm-hmm. sometimes. And trusting us with your vulnerability.
Thank you.
Means a lot
mm-hmm.
because we want this to be a place, not just for women to mm-hmm. be vulnerable, but we want men to be vulnerable because we care about our community.
As a whole.
Not just
yeah.
women, not just, you know, yeah. not just millennials, but we care about our community. So thank you for your vulnerability.
Thank you.
And trusting us with that and feeling safe to do so.
Yeah.
The circle's gonna laugh at me. They always say, I always cry.
I'm gonna say no to not celebrating the vulnerability in men when I see it. I want to acknowledge it and celebrate it every time I
That's
see
dope.
It and not treat it as common mm-hmm. because it's not common.
Yeah.
And I want us to normalize that.
Yeah.
I want us to be a part of normalizing celebrating the vulnerability in men, especially in black men as black women.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that.
I know.
I love that. Thank
love
you, Alex.
We
good
love
energy.
You. We'll be there in a couple of days.
We'll see you in a couple
I
of days.
Wait.
Oh my God, it's gonna be so major, y'all. Y'all wait till y'all see this and
make sure you follow Alex on
yeah.
all his platforms.
Yeah. All his platforms. He's so inspiring.
If you're interested in trucking, make sure that you get his courses.
Yeah.
Just everything he's doing, make sure you follow it.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you.
Thank you.
Bye guys.
Pleasure.
Bye. See you next week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Know For Sure podcast. Make sure you keep the conversation going and use our hashtag KnowForSurePod.
Yes, we want to see you guys share the hashtag KnowForSurePod on all social media platforms. We want to keep the conversation going.
And follow us on all social media platforms, Instagram and Twitter, KnowForSurePod.